Hachette Audio presents 50-50, Secrets I Learned Running 50 Marathons in 50 Days and How You Too Can Achieve Super Endurance. Written by Dean Karnazes with Matt Fitzgerald. Read by Daniel Thomas May. Preface. Men's Fitness has stated that I might just be the fittest man on the planet. Time once claimed that I'm no mere mortal. Wired hailed me as the perfect human. Let me share a little secret with you. I'm really just average. Perhaps even a little below average. I know this better than anyone. I'm not bestowed with any superhuman powers. I don't have any special gifts. There is no magic in my genetic makeup. I'm just an average guy. So how am I able to run hundreds of miles at a clip? How was I able to complete 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days? Just how do I do these things? I wrote this book to answer that question. There are lessons I've learned along the way that can help you achieve your own amazing feats of endurance, however you define them. Some of these lessons are nothing more than practical tips that I've picked up along the road, as all runners do. Others come out of challenging experiences and help illustrate an approach or attitude that has proven effective for me. In either case, the aim of this book is to share with you the things that have helped me accomplish my goals, in the hope that you will be able to accomplish yours, no matter the scale. Just remember, as extreme as some of my accomplishments have been, you are reading about an average guy. An extremely average guy. Introduction. Road trip. On a bright Saturday morning in February 2002, we set out on another road trip, Karnazes family style. No bags were packed the night before our departure. No alarms were set to help us get an early start. Everyone rolled out of bed on his or her own schedule. And then chaos erupted. There was a mad scramble to fill bags and load them onto the mothership, our beloved 27-foot RV. In the kitchen of our house, food appeared on burners, countertops, and tables, and promptly disappeared into mouths. Children's laughter rang out frequently, and the occasional ball or other projectile toy sailed across a room. Every few minutes, my dad asked one of us if we'd seen some item he desperately needed and couldn't find. The last of these items was the keys to the mothership. He had just left the kitchen in search of them when my wife, Julie, entered. "Is Papu ready?" she asked, her use of the Greek word for dad a sure indication that she was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?